Azure Landing Zones, Technical Deep Dive for Architects, Bicep Code, Policy Definitions, and Implementation Patterns. This article is the implementation companion to my Principal Architect's Guide to Azure Landing Zones. If you're a cloud architect looking for concrete bicep code, policy definitions, and real management group structures, this is for you. Prerequisites. Before starting, you should have an Azure subscription with owner or user access administrator role, Azure CLI or PowerShell with the AS module installed, Bicep CLI included with Azure CLI 2.20.0 and later, a solid understanding of Azure Resource Manager and RBAC, management group hierarchy, my recommended structure. The foundation of any Azure landing zone is the management group hierarchy. This is the structure I implement for most enterprise clients. Tenant root group. Organization root, for example, Contoso. Platform, management, management subscription. Connectivity, connectivity subscription. Identity, identity subscription. Landing zones, corporation, production subscriptions, non-production subscriptions. Online, public-facing workloads, internet-exposed services. Sandbox, developer sandboxes, decommissioned, subscriptions pending deletion. Why this structure works. This hierarchy solves several real enterprise problems. Platform separation, core services like identity, networking, and monitoring are isolated from workloads. Corp versus online separation. Internal systems and internet-facing workloads have different security postures. Sandbox isolation. Developers can experiment without weakening production guardrails. Clean decommissioning. No forgotten or orphaned subscriptions. Creating the management group hierarchy with Bicep. The hierarchy is deployed at tenant scope using Bicep. The deployment creates organization root management group, platform groups, management connectivity, identity, landing zone groups, corp and online, sandbox and decommissioned groups. Deployment is done using an Azure CLI tenant level deployment. Outputs expose the management group IDs for later policy assignments. Azure policies, the essential set. These are the baseline policies I deploy on every landing zone engagement. They're battle tested across UN agencies, financial services, and Fortune 500 enterprises. 1. Deny public IPs on network interfaces. This policy prevents accidental exposure of virtual machines to the internet by denying NICs with public IPs attached. Purpose, reduce attack surface and enforce controlled ingress patterns. 2. Enforce mandatory resource tagging. This policy ensures governance, cost management, and accountability by requiring specific tags on all resource groups. Typical required tags include cost center, owner, environment, application. A policy initiative groups these tag requirements together so they can be enforced consistently. 3. Allowed locations, EU data sovereignty. For EU-based organizations, this policy ensures resources are only deployed in approved regions, such as West Europe, North Europe, Germany West Central, France Central, Sweden Central. Global resources and special cases like Azure ADB 2C are excluded. 4. Deny storage accounts without HTTPS. This policy enforces secure transfer on all storage accounts by denying deployments that allow HTTP traffic. Purpose, ensure encryption in transit by default. CAF modules versus custom landing zones. The Azure Cloud Adoption Framework provides enterprise-scale landing zone modules. Here's my honest assessment. Use CAF modules when you're starting greenfield. Requirements are standard enterprise. Internal IAC skills are limited. You want Microsoft-supported patterns. Speed matters more than customization. Go custom when. You're operating in a brownfield environment. You have strict compliance needs, GDPR, PC, IDSS. You run multi-cloud environments. You need fine-grained control. You have a strong platform engineering team. My hybrid approach. In real projects, I often blend both approaches. Use CAF management group structure. Treat CAF policies as a baseline. Own and customize networking. Wrap everything in internal modules. This keeps you aligned with Microsoft guidance while retaining flexibility. Hub-spoke network topology. A production-ready, hub-spoke setup typically includes a dedicated connectivity resource group, hub virtual network, subnets for VPN gateway, Azure Firewall, Azure Bastion. Azure Firewall is used for centralized egress control, inspection, and logging. VPN gateway or ExpressRoute handles hybrid connectivity. Centralized logging with policy. Every enterprise landing zone needs centralized logging. This is enforced using a deploy if not exists policy that automatically configures diagnostic settings. Key points. Logs are sent to a central log analytics workspace. Applies automatically to supported resources. Uses managed identities and role assignments. Prevents logging drift over time. Recommended landing zone deployment order. Management groups, tenant level. Policy definitions, management subscription, log analytics, defender, automation, connectivity subscription, hub VNet, firewall, VPN, identity subscription, AD, AD connect if hybrid, policy assignments, landing zone subscriptions, common pitfalls and how to avoid them, audit mode forever. Teams leave policies in audit mode indefinitely. Recommendation, audit for 2 weeks, then enforce. No exemption process. Policies without exemptions lead to shadow IT. Recommendation, time-limited exemptions with automatic expiry. Flat subscription model. Everything in one subscription breaks RBAC and cost control. Recommendation, use subscriptions as isolation boundaries. Hub network without firewall. A hub without inspection is just a transit network. Recommendation, always deploy Azure Firewall or an NVA. Next steps. This article covers the structural foundation. Upcoming deep dives will cover subscription vending machines, private DNS at scale, FinOps integration from day one, Defender for cloud configuration. Closing thought. Azure landing zones are not about diagrams or templates. They're about discipline, guardrails, and operability at scale. Get the structure right early, and everything built on top becomes easier, safer, and cheaper to operate.